broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome so much. This is Karen Donaldson from EFT Universe and ExcelWeightLoss.com, Excel Weight Loss Solutions. And I am thrilled today and actually just really joyful and peaceful about what we're going to be talking about, because we are going to be talking about a tool that will make you feel more peaceful and more joyful and more calm, and something that can settle down the chaos in your brain. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sometimes prone to getting some chaos in my brain. Or if you have some anxiety going on, or you have feelings of overwhelm, really whatever's going on, we're going to talk in detail today about an amazing tool for that. And I have a very special guest. She is one of my best friends, and she is the owner of Solace Path and Slimpressions. And she, for purposes of this interview, is the mom of some amazing children. And her name is Dawn Herlibus. So I should stop talking for a moment and say, good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning, Karen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here, because I was just going to talk about tapping today on the show, and then you and I chatted, and you shared with me some great things that have been happening within your own family. And really, we just decided that it was too good to not share, that we better share this with everybody. And so I alluded to that we're going to be talking about a really incredible tool that is helpful for anyone and everyone. So little children and teenagers and adults and older adults and anyone in between. And what we're talking about today is EFT tapping. And EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. And I think the name says quite a lot about what EFT is all about. Because basically what happens when you use EFT tapping is that you experience freedom from whatever negative emotion you happen to be feeling. So that's the great thing. You don't have to, it's not specific, like, well, if you're feeling anger, it's not going to work, or only if you're feeling anxiety. It is for every single emotion on the planet. And the reason it works like that is because it works on a part of the brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala is our emotion center of the brain. And what happens basically when you do this tapping, this EFT tapping, then it sends calming signals to the amygdala, to the emotion center of your brain, which then sends a signal to your hypothalamus, which is the command center for the entire body. And it tells the mind and the body that it's okay to get out of fight or flight mode. And that is so critical for so many reasons. Again, I alluded to this at the beginning. I can get in fight or flight mode fairly easily. It's better than it used to be. But I can think about something and kind of get into a panic, or I can hear something or see something or read something or have an experience coming up. And it can send me into this state of anxiety. And then my mind becomes totally chaotic, and I either want to fight whatever's going on or flee, or I have that panic response, fight, flight, or flee, none of which are very appropriate. Creativity goes out the window. My brain goes into that monkey mind, and, you know, I could just sit there for the rest of the day, and I would want to maybe eat something or just watch television all day or go back to bed. None of which are very useful in the real world. I mean, of course, it's good to honor our bodies, but we can't be in fight or flight mode all the time. So I'm really grateful for this tool for myself on a personal level. I also use it extensively with my clients in my practice for their weight loss and health issues. But Dawn is here today because we are talking about how you can use EFT tapping for teenagers. And you have a remarkable story to share, Dawn, about some things that have been happening in your own family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got three children, two of which are still in the home. And, Karen, you taught me how to tap. And it's been amazing for me personally. I can be sitting here as someone who's lost quite a bit of weight and is trying to be careful about what I eat. And all of a sudden I see a slew of commercials that can be, you know, pancakes or popcorn or peanut butter or chocolate cake, and all of a sudden, you know, I just want to eat. And so the tapping has been great for me to tap through that anxiety of wanting something I shouldn't have. So I don't crave that anymore. Now I can see those commercials on TV and it's like, it's just another commercial. It might as well be an oil changing commercial or something. It just does nothing for me anymore. And so
nice.
That's been great. And what I've noticed a lot with my children, with my girls is, especially lately, we're getting towards the end of our school year. I am based in Atlanta. And a school is ending in May for us. We start early, we get out early. So we're getting to the point where we're in the last quarter, we're wrapping up, kids are starting to get tested quite a bit more, and my girls have just been very anxious.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bullying going around in school. One of my daughters has been part of that bullying. She's been on the side that is getting bullied for different things. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety. Because I adopted my children, there's a lot of past trauma, childhood trauma. And I think, I thought EFT would help the kids release a lot of that fear, that trauma and that anxiety, with them. So that's when you and I got together and we decided, I asked you if you'd be willing to work with my girls a little bit and teach them. I think it would be different coming from you than it would be coming from me as a parent. And it's been amazing. They really embraced it when you taught them. The very, very next day, my oldest comes back to me and I said, "How was your day?" She says, "It was good." And I said, "Well, let's talk about it a little bit. What was good and what was maybe not so good?" And she goes, "Well, I was really anxious about science." She had a test that next day. And she has asthma, so she started having trouble breathing. She started kind of going into like an anxiety panic attack. And she used one of the pressure point areas that you taught her. And she went from probably a 9 at a stress level down to a 3 and ended up passing that test with a B, which was huge for her in that class.
Wow.
And not only the test, her passing that, she was able to really concentrate on the questions, which normally she can't because she reads too much into it and she gets anxious about it and she's thinking about all the other things that are going on, that she's got coming up in the day or she's thinking about things that have happened in the past, and she's not been able to really go into these tests with a very clear focus. And that was really big for her, and I was proud of her that she did that. And that's why I came back to you and I said, guess what? She passed her test. It was amazing. And more importantly than the test for me is the fact that she does have asthma and she used it and she was able to control her breathing, and come down from breathing heavily. And that was really, exciting to hear that from her.
Well, that it's so true because actually what we haven't shared yet is that we did this all online. We set up a Zoom meeting with Dawn and her girls, and we introduced them to how to do tapping, showed them all of the tapping points, and just did some practicing. And one of the things we ended up practicing on was actually breathing. And I hadn't known it at the time that one of your daughters, had asthma and had some breathing type issues. And so we were practicing breathing, taking deep breaths in and deep breaths out through the technique. And of course I was excited because the breath came easier and they could take deeper breaths and they were feeling more relaxed. But I had no idea that there was so much more to it, to the story, with your one daughter and how it's really, really important for her to be able to ward off those panic attacks and be able to have her breathing stay calm and focused. To me, that's a really incredible benefit for her health.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think as adults, like, you know, I can speak for me that, you know, I get caught up a lot in the hows and the whys, you know, and as adults, we carry a little bit more baggage than our children does, you know, our children do. But, you know, for our kids, they just want to feel better. They don't get caught up in everything else. They just want to feel better. They don't want to know why it's happening or
right.
how it's happening. They just want to get to the end result.
Right.
And so for her to automatically feel better, not maybe really understanding the why, that's all she really cared about.
Exactly. Like, it didn't matter.
So
she just said, let's do this, and if it helps me feel better, great. Okay, we're done now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then to come back and say it worked, and now she's really excited because she wants to teach her other friends that.
Yeah.
They've got a big support group in the circle that they've started at school, a study group, and, you know, she says, Mom, do you think I could, you know, teach my study group this? I said, well, let's get with Miss Karen and, you know, talk to her about it, and maybe we can do another call.
Yeah, I think that's what we're planning on doing is, it's a very safe technique, but there are some things that you would want to know about it. And
right.
so we're going to actually set up a family training class, if you will, where we will teach, parents and kids at the same time how to use tapping, especially in school situations, but knowing that it can be used in any situation. And so, like,
right.
for your daughters, for example, we taught them how to do some regular tapping, but also how to do some more private tapping, how to use a technique in a more private manner, kind of a secretive way to do it so that nobody would know, so that they could calm themselves down in the classroom or in the cafeteria or any place on the school but where they didn't feel like they had very much privacy. And so we're going to do a workshop like that. We'll keep you posted on that. It's going to be very exciting. It's not hard. It's an easy thing to do. But there are some ways that families can use it together that we're going to talk about in the workshop as well. And Don, while we're on the subject of school things, you mentioned the testing. That's just one important aspect of it. But it reminded me of a time that I went to take a test. Gosh, it's probably been 25 years now. And I don't typically have test anxiety. I'm very well prepared. I'm excited to go into the test and take it. And I was very well prepared for this particular exam. And I walked into the test and I promptly forgot everything. I looked at the test questions like, was this written on the planet Mars? I have no idea where any of this is coming from. And I sat there and I sweated for like an hour. It was a timed exam and I thought, I don't even know what to do. This was before I knew about tapping. And I did tried some breathing and different things and it helped a little bit. I got to the point where I barely passed the test, but I was like scribbling answers frantically in the last half an hour, just a hope and a prayer that it was going to get through. But it would have been so much nicer to have a technique like this to just calm down the chaos in my mind because I was in total overwhelm. I call it chaos brain. When you're in chaos brain, you have so much cortisol and so many other stress hormones running through your mind and through your body that you literally can't think straight. Creativity doesn't happen. Your recall is horrible. Your brain is foggy. You feel very overwhelmed. And that happens to people all the time when it comes to testing. So the tapping is a really good tool for that.
And there's so much that goes on with kids. You know, I look back when I was a kid, and we didn't have anywhere near the stresses that I believe our society puts on our kids today.
Yep.
Now, I'm not a PhD or a doctor or anything. I'm just a mom, you know, who adopted three children and, you know, but being a parent is being a parent. And, you know, today it's so important, and all you hear about for, you know, kids is what college you're going to get your kids into and, you know, you've got to have the grades, and there's so much pressure on children today. there's bullying, more bullying going on in school than I could ever recall. I know the kids are disappointed because of academic results. They have friendship troubles and, you know, they have all kinds of other things going on. So aside from the grades, there's a lot of pressure on them right now. And this is a great technique to help them calm down from all those pressures of just being a kid. You know, I remember just coming from school and wanting to go out and climb a tree or go roller skating and playing. And now it's come home from school and there could be 3 or 4 hours worth of homework. And that's very frustrating to them. And to see them all of a sudden this week go from being uptight, seeing the stress on them, to all of a sudden there being the atmosphere in our house being, you know, quite a bit more joyful is a big difference, and it's so noticeable.
Wow. Wow, that, see, I love hearing that the whole atmosphere in the house has changed, because there really is an energy in a household, and if the parents are upset or the kids are upset or there's a lot of stress or tension, you can just feel that, right, in every area. And maybe everybody's a little bit short with the other person or cranky or the communication isn't very happy, and so everyone just kind of stays stuck in that low energy mode, and it can be really hard to get out of. And then you're even grumpier, you know, which doesn't help. The kids are grumpy, the parents are grumpy, and that just breeds more grumpiness. So anything that we can do to help to raise the energy in a household or within the kids is really important. And I know with your other daughter, and of course we always want to respect people's confidentiality, but your other daughter has struggled with some things as well and is using the tapping to just kind of like release some of the frustrations that are going on inside of her mind and inside of her body.
Yes, she's struggling quite a bit in school, and you know, she's very much into her sports, and she's got, you know, friends that are, one of her friends, she's in fifth grade, so this my smallest is going to be going into middle school next year, and got a lot of anxiety about going into middle school. And I think part of that is where we live, when you're in the elementary school, half the kids go to one school for middle school and the other half go to another. They're split. So half of her friends she's not going to be with for the next 3 years until they get back into high school. And that upsets her, that she doesn't want to move on. And that's tough for a kid to lose and have to think about a whole new set of friends, a whole new school. I can't imagine being in her footsteps. I know we all at one point were there, but she, you know, she's getting through it. She's learning to breathe a little bit better. She's, you know, holding onto that pressure point. You know, I didn't tell you the other night she had a difficult night sleeping. And she started tapping, using not the pressure point, but the full tapping. And she said after about 3 or 4 times, she fell straight asleep.
Oh my gosh.
That was great for her. It relaxed her that much that she went to sleep. And she's someone that will sit on her phone all night long and not let anybody know about it and try to sneak staying up as a fifth grader as long as she can. But for her to fall asleep by 8:30 at night, that was a big thing for her.
Oh, that is big. Well, because when you're tired, you don't function well either, but not being able to sleep is hard at any age. I struggle with that sometimes too, and I use tapping to help myself fall asleep, and most generally after just a few rounds of it, I don't even remember that I started to do it because I just fell asleep. So that's nice.
Right.
Well, and the other things that teenagers face, and I have a daughter, she's not a teenager anymore, but all of the stuff as far as like peer pressure and social media and body image things and food and eating things and sports performance, all of that stuff I think is so amplified. We have changing hormones, we have life, and so just to have kind of a tool to hit the reset button, that's one thing that we talked about on the training with your family is, you know, you could start the day and in the morning and be feeling pretty good. Maybe on a scale of 0 to 10, your stress level is like a 2 or a 3 because you didn't want to get up in the morning or get going, but then something happens and now your stress is at like a 5. 5, and then an hour later something else happens, and now you're at a 7 or an 8, and, you know, it keeps on building throughout the day till you get home at night, and you're like, ah, I just want to explode. And, you know, for lots of people, some people do explode. Some people calm all that down with food, or there are other behaviors that are not very helpful. So what you can use the tapping for is to actually kind of hit the reset button, right? So every couple of hours, maybe you would do a calming routine just to bring yourself back down to a 0 or a 1 or a 2, so that by the end of the day, your stress is not off the charts.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's like to say our girls, they love to write. They keep journals, and they write in it every day. And as we were going through this technique with you online, rather than them say what has been frustrating them, because I want to be cognizant of their confidentiality. And so, you know, I don't read their journals. They don't read each other's journals. We're very private like that here. We respect each other's belongings here. But they started writing down what happens each day, good things that happened in their day, and things that have overwhelmed them. And they sort of they draw a line, or they go to the next page so they're on two different sections in their journal. But then they're putting emotions behind it. How did it make them feel? Were they excited? Were they mad? Were they sad? Were they disappointed? You know, did it make them happy? They put the emotions behind it. So it's almost like a 0 to 10 rating scale with each. And that gives them an opportunity to tap on the good things and the bad things that have happened to sort of reinforce. And what they've been noticing is there have been way more positive things happening than the bad things that have been happening. And they, before, were focusing on the negative.
Oh, wonderful. I love that. Let's hold on to that thought and make sure we talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a break for just a moment here. If you want some more information on tapping, or you would like to contact me, please go to my website at excelweightloss.com, excelweightloss.com, or you can also email me at excelweightloss@gmail.com. And I'm going to put in another quick plug for Dawn. In addition to being a fantastic mom, she is the one who redid my website. So if you go to my website, you're going to see a beautiful website there. And if you need help with yours, you can reach out for that as well. See, we're multi-purposing today. We're covering tapping, we're covering websites, all sorts of good stuff. We're going to talk about cravings next. So please be sure to stay tuned, and we'll be right back after the break.
Helping other people heal is deeply satisfying. Watching a child's pain disappear before your eyes, a loved one calming down after a panic attack, or a veteran recovering from PTSD is a wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself with the skills and confidence to help people every single day and a rewarding career in energy healing. You can get certified as an energy psychology professional at newhealer.com in less than a year, becoming skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now, 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Karen Donaldson back with Don Hurlibus, and we are talking about EFT tapping for kids and teens and adults. And actually during the break we decided we better talk about it for animals as well, because it's really one of those most amazing tools. And Don, before the break we were talking about doing some journaling and being aware of your emotions and using the tapping for some negative emotions, but then also I want people to know that when you do the tapping you actually are rewiring your brain and releasing those negative emotions, which then really opens up your mind and your body to be kind of in that receiving mode for more positive emotions. And you mentioned that your girls are noticing more positive emotions. I think that's what you said before the break. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Before, they would think that their whole day was just, you know, they had a rough day. And when they started writing it down and putting all the positives that were happening in their day, they realized it was actually quite the opposite.
Nice.
And so they've now, that makes them feel better inside that, yeah, mm-hmm. I really did have a good day today. There were a couple small things that happened, but, you know, not compared to all these great things that happened. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in the weight loss journey, you're not defined by the scale. It's the inside wins that are so important, and they're seeing that now in their journal.
Oh, nice. Well, and the other thing is, too, when you are, like, in a state of chaos, it can be challenging to remember the good things. Like, no, it's only bad, it's overwhelming, it's this. And so when you can calm down your mind, you can actually get into a place where you can actually remember them and feel gratitude for them and realize that there are some really good things going on and that maybe you did feel good for at least part of the day. And that really starts to shift your mind chemistry into a place to be open to having more of that into your life. So I love that. I think it's so crucial to really get in touch with what is going on at a deeper level, pardon me, with our feelings and our emotions. And we do that a lot when we talk about food and food cravings. And you already know this is one of my favorite topics, because I am an EFT certified weight loss coach and a registered dietitian. But really what I'm most excited about is helping people figure out what they're really craving, what's going on with their emotional eating, and then give them tools and help to heal that so that they can move forward. So I have so many people that just come to my office at first and say, oh, just tell me what to eat, just do this, and give me a list and all this. And it's like, oh, no, there's so much more to the story. And what's right for one person is not going to be right for another person. And what's right for you on one day might not even be right for you on another day. But we're so out of touch with what's really going on that we just put all of the emphasis on the food. But with tapping, we get to take a deeper look at, first, what is going on behind the craving? What are you really craving? And second, if there are some deeper issues going on, we can resolve those and do some great healing work on those with tapping. And I know for me, when I started doing all of this as a dietitian, you know, I had that perfectionist thing where I felt like I had to eat, all my meals had to be wonderful, and they were, like, during the daytime, but after
after 8 o'clock at night when a lot of people went to bed or I was by myself, I would be binging on the couch nearly every night thinking, don't do this, don't do this. And then I would get up the next morning and resolve not to do it all over again, and then it would freaking happen again the next night. So I had to get in touch with what I was really craving, and that was nice to know, like if I was stressed or if I was bored or if I was lonely, but like that wasn't enough. I needed a way to feel better, not just to have the awareness. And that's where some tapping and some healing really came to light for me and was very helpful. And I think you've gone through some similar experiences as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I sit back and look at the weight loss journey that I've been on, and I've lost 130 pounds in the last 2.5 years. But the food, it's so huge for me. What I can and what I cannot eat, what I want to eat, those cravings are critical. And I do crave. I crave all the things that I don't want to eat and that I can't have. And it's tough. And tapping has really helped reduce and calm that chaos when it comes to food for me.
Yeah, because you actually were out west visiting, and during our visit, it was like we're not even hungry when a lot of this comes up, right? It's not even physical hunger.
Right.
It's just is mindless. And then sometimes we're not even really aware of what physical hunger is because we're so out of sync with all of the cues. Is this emotional hunger? Is this physical hunger? And we actually had another friend and colleague of ours who's a leader in this community as well, doing some tapping, and she had some incredible results, right? With popcorn,
right.
That was my thing too, and also with peanut butter. And I remember she wrote to us saying, and she was helping with part of our class, she's like, I have no idea. This was so powerful. And I have to share with you that my peanut butter problem is over. And it was quite exciting.
Yeah, she was really excited and swears by tapping. And as the something that has really just, I don't want to say the word, maybe cured, but has really helped with that. That cravings that she's had. She hasn't had any desire at all to eat any of that anymore. And it's been so amazing to see her, you know, go through that and how excited she is when she just simply talks about that success that she has. And, you know, we hold on to all those successes. Those successes for us are really important. Because, like you said, it's not the physical hunger. I could literally get a phone call, or maybe something does happen with my girls, or something happens with my son, or it could be anything. And if it triggers that emotion, the first thing that I want to turn to is food, because that's my comfort. That's always been my comfort. And, you know, we can't allow ourselves to do that, because we will indulge in things that are not good for us, whether it's food or alcohol or gambling or any of those things. We will indulge in it, and it's a matter of what can I do to focus on something else? How can I remove that trigger or reduce it where you're not triggered by those things anymore?
Right. And that's where that's where EFT is very powerful, because it's not just a distraction, because it's not just a distraction. What it's doing is actually calming down the chaos that is going on in your mind, whether it be a sense of overwhelm or loneliness or anxiety or fear. Really good in that sense for cravings in that immediate situation. But what it's also fantastic for is when we go even deeper than that, like where did this originate from? What is the problem that we're trying to fix with the food or with the alcohol or the other chemicals or nicotine or whatever it may be? So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, is what's going on at an even deeper level. And if you'd like to know more, you can please go to my website at excelweightloss.com. I teach classes there through my private practice and also with Dawson Church of EFT Universe. Or you can send me an email at excelweightloss at gmail.com, and I would be happy to send you some videos about more about what's going on with this, and we can also schedule a complimentary session to chat and see if maybe if this tapping stuff would be right for you. So please stay tuned. Dawn and I will be back right after the break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
Be a fan of HealthyLife.net Radio on Facebook at www.facebook.com/HealthyLife.net.
Hi again, everyone. This is Karen Donaldson from Excel Weight Loss Solutions. You can find out more about me at excelweightloss.com, excelweightloss.com. And I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Dawn Herlebus, and we are talking about EFT tapping. And Dawn, in the first segment, we really talked about how we can use tapping for our kids and teens, and you've had some amazing results with your own daughters, helping them learn how to tap down anxiety when it comes to test scores or things that are happening at school or bullying or any types of anxieties. And so we know that is very helpful. You and I are actually going to do a class together on that, which I'm thrilled about. And we spent the last segment talking about how tapping can be used for cravings, which is a big problem for so many people, and we can use tapping to calm down the craving in the immediate situation, which is great, but it's nice to be able to take it a few steps further and talk and really do some EFT tapping and healing on what is at the root of all of this. So I've studied this for years and worked with my clients on this for years, and at the root of all of our cravings or our food addictions or substances that we're using to try to fix things, there's always something deeper that's going on. And I read something a few years ago about how food is actually not the problem in the situation. It actually becomes the solution. And I thought that was very profound, because if we have a history, for example, of childhood traumas or adverse childhood experiences is what they're officially called. If our home lives as children were very dysfunctional, there was physical violence or emotional abuse or any type of sexual abuse or any physical abuse of any sort, or drugs or alcohol in the home, not having your basic needs met, not having parents be there for you emotionally. The list, you know, the list goes on and on of traumatic things that we can have happen to us as children. And as it turns out, when we grow up in environments like that, with those situations happening, our brain chemistry and our bodies and our minds are deeply affected. Like there's actually research now that shows that when these things happen in your home, it alters the way that your brain develops. And it also sets up those patterns for later on in life. So let's say, for example, you were raised in a home where, we'll just say your father was an angry person and always yelling, and everyone in the house learned that it would be better to just be quiet and not talk about their feelings or emotions, and certainly not to speak up for themselves. Because if they did, you know, maybe there was physical abuse or something happened with the kids and there was more yelling, then that's a pattern that we take on as children. And then we grow up with that, and it pretty much runs the show for the rest of our lives. So then, if we're in a situation where we'd like to speak up for ourselves at work or with a partner or with our kids or whatever, a romantic relationship, whatever the case may be, but we don't because we're afraid, then we still have all of those emotions inside of us. We still have those feelings of anxiety, or we don't get to say how we feel, or we don't get to express our emotions. So if we're angry, we just bury that. Or if we're sad or lonely, we just bury that. And so you think of your body as like just constantly burying these emotions. You can think of these emotions like molecules of emotions. And instead of getting them out of your body, you're just stuffing them down into your body, into all of your organs and your cells. And that creates this really unsettled feeling inside of our bodies, and we want to do something to tranquilize that or calm that down. And so what we do, many people, is we tranquilize that with some sort of substance or some behavior. So we might use food, because if you read my book, and I can also send you a video about this, whenever we eat food now, especially carbohydrates, when we eat carbohydrate foods, like all those comfort foods that we've been talking about, they raise your blood sugar, they raise your insulin levels, and indirectly they raise the levels of serotonin in your mind, and they make you feel better. So they actually do calm you down and make you feel more peaceful and more happy. And so, like, the struggle is real, right? Except for it's not a struggle in the moment. It feels really good at that time. I think you and I can both say, oh, yeah, that I've self-medicated with carbs. I don't know about you, Dawn. Right. Can you relate?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it is important to get to that root issue. I think you and I went through that with myself. And, you know, yeah. I was trying to prove something to my parents. Like, I was always striving for their approval, since I was young.
Yes.
And even as an adult, it doesn't matter what my position was, I still kept striving, and when I didn't get it, I turned to food. And then once I learned that, oh my gosh, you know, every time I go to say, hey, little, look at me, or I just got promoted, and then there was no acknowledgement,
yes,
I went back to food again.
Absolutely. So all of those feelings, I'm sure that when you wanted that acknowledgement and you didn't get it, you would feel probably sad and maybe betrayed and hurt and angry. And if there's no, those emotions alone are enough to drive, you know, the need for food. But then also they just keep building up inside of the body.
Right.
And it's like, we just have to do something to feel better even in the moment. And so
A great word is abandoned. I felt abandoned,
yes,
by my family.
Yes.
And the one person or the one thing that never abandoned me was food.
Absolutely.
Food was always there.
Yes, thank you for sharing that and being so honest, because that is the absolute truth for so many people. And in my classes and my work with my clients, we actually go through a technique where we make peace with food. We actually thank food for it always being there for us, because it has been. Like you said, it never lets you down. It doesn't talk back to you. It's always there for you. It's available all the time. And so really, when we say food is our friend, it really does become our friend. You know, there can be some unfortunate consequences when it comes to weight. But then we also have on the flip side, food can be the enemy. So it's an interesting relationship, but one that we do a lot of healing on, one-on-one and also in the classes that I teach. And I would encourage everybody to spend some time with that. Most of the time, we're beating ourselves up, like, oh, I'm such a loser and a failure. I should know better than this. Why did I eat that food? I did that again. Have you ever said any of those things maybe to yourself, Dawn?
Yeah, quite a few times.
Yeah, right. It's like we know better. I'm like, geez, I'm a dietitian and I teach this stuff for a living. I should know better than this, but we still do it. So we work a lot on forgiveness, and then really honoring at what's going on at a deeper level. And that's what I like. I mean, I like being a dietitian, but that's just the food part. We really want to get into the psychology of the food, how it's affecting our minds and our bodies, but also take a deeper look at where this all happened and work on healing that. So we are going to talk about that and a little bit more in our final segment. I hope you will stay tuned. I am with Dawn Hurlebus of Solace Path and Slimpressions. You can find her online at solacepath.com and slimpressions.com. And this is Karen Donaldson. We'll be right back after the break.
Helping other people heal is deeply satisfying. Watching a child's pain disappear before your eyes, a loved one calming down after a panic attack, or a veteran recovering from PTSD is a wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself with the skills and confidence to help people every single day and a rewarding career in energy healing. You can get certified as an energy psychology professional at newhealer.com in less than a year, becoming skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
Hi, I'm Katie Couric. I've interviewed world leaders, CEOs, and celebrities, but my most important role has been as a mother. I've worked hard to encourage my two girls to believe in themselves. Girls with high self-esteem are better prepared to navigate life's challenges. So join me as we empower the next generation.
This message was brought to you by the Alliance for Women in Media and made possible through the support of Dove and the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to help girls reach their full potential. To learn more, go to Dove.com.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. This is Karen Donaldson from Excel Weight Loss Solutions. I'm a registered dietitian and an EFT certified weight loss coach and practitioner. And I'm here with my dear friend and colleague, Dawn Hurlebus. We've been talking about all of the great ways that we can use EFT tapping and just how powerful it is for calming the chaos in your mind, which is very important, and also for getting to the root of what's really behind cravings and emotional eating and how EFT can be is so helpful for healing that part of it. And then during the break, Don reminded me of how wonderful EFT tapping is for physical ailments. And you have a personal story about your migraine headaches that you can share on this, right, Don?
Yeah, absolutely. I have been a sufferer of migraines since I was a kid. And, you know, then I was diagnosed with a Chiari malformation, which one of the huge symptoms of it is horrible migraines and vertigo. So when you taught me tapping, and you and I have been going, you know, we've gone through this together, it has really just put me in a place, almost like a meditative state during my migraines. And when anyone who's ever had debilitating migraines understands that it is awful. It just puts you out for the entire day and sometimes two or three days.
Right.
And to really calm down from that and be able to remove those migraines or lessen the physical feeling of those migraines without medication is huge.
Yeah.
And I have really been able to, I'm not one, I hate taking medication. And for me to be able to calm that down, and get rid of or remove or lessen some of that pain, by just being able to focus on my breathing and tapping through it has really helped quite a bit.
I am so glad to hear this because when I first met you, excuse me, that was a really, really big deal for you. And it still can be a
yeah.
big deal, but for you to have a tool now that you can use is invaluable. So it's really, pardon me, excuse me, it's really valuable for not just emotional issues, but also physical health issues as well. And they're all combined, right? We're all connected, the mind, body, spirit. And so it's nice to know that when you're working on a physical issue, you're still addressing all of the parts of you. So I love it for physical ailments. I love it for pain, and also for belief systems. So we're kind of talking about the body now. We've talked about the mind, but we have a lot of belief systems about our bodies, how they can move, whether we like our bodies or not, whether our bodies are working for us. And a lot of our physical ailments actually have their roots in our emotions. So one of the things that tapping, again, is helpful for is issues related to bodies and body image. And I'm really excited to talk about this today before we sign off. And that's, I have a great class coming up. It's starting actually this on Thursday, March 14th. And it's a class called Tai Chi and Tapping. And the reason I put a class together like this is I really wanted a true mind-body class. So we're definitely going to spend some time doing tapping, EFT tapping. This time we're actually going to do, we're going to focus the tapping on how we're feeling about ourselves and our body image, and we're going to tie that into movement, very, very gentle movement, designed to help you balance and be balanced and grounded, but also just to let you experience a joyful movement. So, you know, as a weight loss dietitian and a personal trainer, I'm supposed to tell people, eat right, exercise, move harder, kill yourself. But I'm not going to do that because I don't believe in that, and I've seen it not work too many times. So we're going to shift gears here and have the focus be on joyful movement, just moving your body without stress. Because if you're told that you have to try to kill yourself, you can end up causing an increase in stress hormones in your body, and your body rebels, and then long story short says, I'm not going to do this for you because you're trying to kill me. So we're getting back to just honoring how your body wants to move and to bring it to a more peaceful state. So we're going to do joyful movement, we're going to do some tapping, and we're going to put a focus on, again, our bodies, but also what's called a heart wall. So the walls that we put up around our bodies and around our hearts to keep us safe, from emotions, from being vulnerable. And at the time, it seems like these walls are a good idea, and they do serve a purpose, kind of like the food does and the extra weight can, to keep us safe. But over time, they can actually become something that becomes a sabotaging thing or doesn't work well for you anymore or interferes with positive relationships with yourself and other people and food and a whole bunch of things. So it's going to be a great class. Again, Tai Chi, very, very basic Tai Chi movements. You can do them sitting in a chair from your own home wherever you are, tapping, and also some work on body image and the walls that we put up to keep ourselves safe. So really combining the best of the mind-body-spirit component of tapping and also weight loss and just feeling better. And I know that, you know, we talked about how to use tapping for pain and make the body feel better. This is just another way to do it. And, Dawn, you've practiced a few of these gentle breathing movement things as well. How are they working for you?
It just makes me more calm. I mean, and for me, I run three companies, and to be calm is an essential tool for my toolbox.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I kind of believe, you know, your body hears everything your mind says.
It does.
You know, and I love that because the more we talk in the negative, the more our body's not going to be able to do. You know, the example for me is, you know, and weight loss, and anybody who's gone through that, there's always, you know, regain. And I regained a little. And so right now I'm trying to take it off, and it's like, oh, I have to go up these stairs again. I'll never be able to get all these, go up five flights of stairs. And if I say that to myself over and over again, my body is not going to be able to make it up five sets of stairs.
Yep.
So rather, you know, you flip it and go, you know, I can do this. This is easy. You know, no big deal. And
yep.
Then your body's like, okay, my legs are like, okay, I can do this. My knees are like, fine, I can do this. You know, it's no big deal. So just to remember that our body hears everything our mind says. Be kind to ourselves. Care.
Absolutely. And we're going to have to do a whole nother show on this, but I want to leave with the thought that when we're looking at weight loss, I have people all the time say, I'm just doing everything right. I'm eating perfectly. I'm exercising, but I still can't lose weight. And I always say the emotions are the missing piece, and that's very important. But I also want to let people know it's the stress part. And we talk about stress, blah, blah, blah. But if we're really living in that chronic state of fight or flight, quite honestly, guys, our bodies will not cooperate with us at that point to release weight. So this is so important. I want to warmly invite you to reach out for help on healing this and calming down the chaos in your mind, learning how to move your body joyfully, and also getting to the deeper issues that are going on. Also, remember the great classes that we have coming up. I'm so thrilled that Dawn let me work with her family so that we could have success with her daughters on how to use tapping for things going on at school and in their personal lives, and I'm grateful to Dawn for sharing her stories as well. Would be honored to help any of you listening. I want to thank you for taking the time for tuning in today and practicing self-care for yourself. Again, please feel free to reach out to me. Send me an email at excelweightloss, excelweightloss at gmail.com. I'll send you some videos that have more information about this as well as information on what we have coming up. And if you just have a question and you want to say hi, feel free to reach out then as well. Thank you again so much, and we'll see you next time. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.